Empowerment Zone, episode 11. Greetings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. This is Dr. Akilah, and welcome to the Empowerment Zone. This is episode 11, and I know many of you are saying to yourselves, as well as yelling at me through the computer or your earphones, where you been, Dr. Akilah? I came here last week and there was no episode. Where is my empowerment episode? Well, beloved, I just want to first apologize for not having an episode last week, but I just couldn't do it with all of the responsibilities I had on my plate, starting with the main thing that really kept me occupied for days and days on end was my fibroid shrinking webinar that I hosted last week. I just want to let you all know that it was the first and the last webinar I will ever do in relations to fibroid shrinkage. Anything dealing with fibroids, I'm not going to do another webinar. That's just it. It was a very successful webinar. Let me just say this. We had over 23,048 people sign up for the webinar. But during the broadcast, we can only accept at least 500 people. And because some people signed up because they knew they couldn't attend, but they know we was going to send them a replay, the replay link the following day, it wasn't no big deal. But some people wanted to listen to and watch the webinar live. And those who came in late were locked out. Those who came in early or on time got a chance to see it. And those who showed on time was 468 people. And therefore, a lot of other people were upset because they just logged in wrong or they logged in late. They didn't refresh their browser. It was a learning experience for my team as well as myself. And I just decided I'm not going to do that anymore. It was just too much headache for my team. And even though, like I said, it was very successful, probably one of the most successful webinars I have ever done to date, it just required too much work for my team before, during, and after the webinar aired. So what I decided to do is create a podcast episode strictly devoted to shrinking fibroids naturally. And what I'm going to do here is, first of all, we didn't have on episode 10 any questions from Ask Dr. Akilah. So since this show is dedicated to only fibroid questions and anything related to uterine fibroids, I am going to only address those questions, in addition to playing some audio questions that a couple of our listeners left on the platform and answer those as well. So I'm going to play them and I'm going to answer them. And then at the end of all of that, or shall I say after the Ask Dr. Akilah segment, which is going to be a little extensive, it's not going to be 10 or 15 minutes this time, it's going to be a little extensive, I am going to do a brief presentation on the cause, natural cures, and prevention of uterine fibroids. Okay, so listen, this is going to be a great show. I want you to sit back, relax, and actually just share the show with other people. Send this link to other people you know who may benefit, because we're about to have one of those good timing, old timing lessons by Dr. Akilah. So you sit right. Oh, and remember, you cannot listen to this episode without having your water. I got mine right here in my mason jar. Where's yours? Well, while I give you this brief music break, go get your water right now. Put the episode on pause and go get that water, and I'll see you soon. Thank you.
The views, opinions, advice, and suggestions stated here on The Empowerment Zone are not necessarily those of our staff, sponsors, or advertisers. Nothing stated here should be considered as medical advice for dealing with a health problem. Always consult your healthcare physician for guidance to treat any health problem. This podcast is for informational, entertainment, and educational purposes only. It is not intended to substitute for advice from your medical physician or other healthcare professionals. Discretion is advised. Discretion is strongly advised for this segment of the show because I'm going to be a potty mouth for this part of the show, especially with the next question coming up, because it hits my hot buttons. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about, because I'm not really going to read this very, very extensive, long email. Nor will I read the very, very long, extensive reply from this woman. I'm not even going to name her, nor will I name where she is calling from, or because she left a voice message as well as a written. She also submitted her question in by email. And this is when you have to learn how to just let go. You just can't help everybody. And this is one of the situations. And I wanted to bring this up so that you all see what I will not tolerate. I don't know if I am making myself clear of how anti-medical doctor I am when it comes to diseases or illnesses. I don't think I'm being clear. I thought I was, but apparently I'm not. So let me just tell you what's going on, because I'm gonna deal with this question, then I'm gonna play an audio question and I'm gonna answer that. And I probably would have calmed down by then, but let me just talk about this one. So I received an email, email was passed on to me, because the emails are screened and those that that require my immediate attention are passed to me by Bruce. So there's a female who is 48 years old. She has had fibroids for over 15 years. She never knew she had fibroids, and they didn't bother her. She didn't have those experiences like most women have, like the heavy bleeding, the lots of clots, and the painful menstrual cycles. She didn't have any of that. And because she's over 175 or 178 pounds overweight, it didn't make a difference in her appearance when it came to her lower abdomen. So she has been seeing a so-called naturopathic doctor for the past 10 years. And as she's gotten older, the fibroids have gotten bigger. So based upon her description, it sounds like she has pedunculated fibroids, because those are the type of fibroids that can get huge. Okay, I mean extremely huge. So he told her, because she said, okay, these fibroids are getting bigger now and I can feel it and it's making everything rock hard and I'm not able to zip in my pants. It's just really protruding out now. And I want to know, what can we do to shrink them? And this so-called naturopathic doctor told her that there is no cure for fibroid tumors and told her to go to the hospital and get a hysterectomy from a medical doctor. She's not going to have any more children. So what's the purpose of having her womb? Now, you know, right then and there, that was my hot button. You want to see me fly off the handle? Let me hear some bullshit like this and you will see me in rare form. No naturopathic doctor, no sincere and credible holistic doctor would say some crazy nonsense like that. And you listen to this bullshit and you actually considered it, then you want to ask me. So this is what happened now. Listen now, because this, I'm fire red about this one. So I told her, you ain't see no naturopathic doctor. You're seeing an agent. You're seeing an agent. Because I would never, ever in my life tell you to go get your uterus taken out. Are you serious? And you come to me and tell me that you've been to this fool for 10 years and he calls himself a naturopathic doctor? No, sweetie. No, A real naturopathic doctor would never tell you such a thing. First of all, there are several natural cures for fibroid tumors. The first thing he told you was a lie. This is exactly what I wrote to her, right? I said, he told you a lie. I help shrink fibroid tumors every day. What are you talking about? There's plenty of other women. We have two other women in this profession who do the same thing. So if there were no natural cures for fibroid tumors, why is it that thousands of women all around the world are shrinking them? How in the hell is that possible? And then I said, and what natural doctor would tell you to go get your uterus taken from a medical doctor? Who would do such a thing? And you know what she did? It made me just say, oh, you're done. I'm over with. I'm done with you. I'm not even going to respond to this because you are beyond my help. She replied back with an extensive, long 20-page email defending this guy. I mean, she defended him to the hilt. Told me, you just don't know about this naturopathic doctor. He, just because he doesn't think the way you think doesn't mean he's an agent. And da 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 da. And she just went on and on and on. I mean, just started telling me how he was there when she was having stress problems. And the way she was describing this guy, I thought it was a love story I was reading, not the fact that she was seeing a naturopathic doctor who was helping her, who's really an agent. All of the visits that she had with him, there was no physical change in her body. She's still over 175 pounds overweight. She's still on medication for high blood pressure and diabetes. And I'm still going on, right? She has been dealing with fibroid tumors for 10 years. Throughout the 10 years of seeing him, do you know how insulting that is? If I was to say, yeah, I've been working with this client for 10 years and they still got them fibroids and it's just still getting bigger. First of all, if a woman doesn't do what she's supposed to do, I cut her loose. I say, listen, you're not ready to shrink your fibroids. Come back to me when you are ready. But you're not going to stay underneath my watch for 10 years and just do what you want to do and not listen to anything I'm telling you to do. So when I saw that she gave this long 20-page defensive paper of this guy, who, and when I say an agent, let me explain to you what I mean by agent. I'm not talking about somebody under the government per se, like not the FBI or the CIA. I'm talking about someone who pretends to be one thing, but they're really another. A wolf in sheep clothing. The medical profession, the American Medical Association, has a naturopathic physician school, several of them. There's a difference between physician and doctor. I can never call myself a physician because that word is trademark and associated and copywritten and everything with the medical society. Okay. The same thing is surgeon. You can't say you're a surgeon unless you are affiliated with the medical facility, the medical community, the medical business, the medical department, the medical association. So the medical association saw that it is big money business in natural medicine. And therefore they created schools where they have licensed naturopathic physicians, and naturopathic physicians can call themselves naturopathic doctors. But you don't know that they're an agent until you listen to them talk and they tell you some shit like this: go to the medical doctor and get your uterus taken. What? What? Oh my Becky, really? I mean, but see, they are trained by medical doctors and they have to be board certified by medical doctors, and they have to refer. Listen to me now. Listen to me. They have to refer their patients to medical doctors. See, by law, as a naturopathic doctor who's totally under the umbrella of holistic medicine, I can't call the people who come see me patients. That is another trademark word that's only associated with the medical society. But when a naturopathic physician who is licensed underneath the American Medical Association and the medical board, they are allowed to wear the white coats. They are allowed to call their clients patients. They are allowed to say diagnose. They are allowed to say treat. They are allowed to say a lot of medical words that I have to stay away from. And you know what else they don't have to do? They don't have to give a disclaimer when they're about to tell what's on their mind, because they are protected by the power that be, the medical society. So let me tell you something. Anytime your so-called naturopathic doctor refer you to a medical doctor, he is an agent. And don't send me no long defense letters about your love for this man when he is slowly watching you deteriorate in front of his eyes. I have zero tolerance for that. And I didn't even respond. I just delete, ignore. I moved on. Because when I tell you, you've been to somebody who is not who they appear to be, and you get all emotional and defend him, hey, you're beyond my help, sweetie. Get mad, call me the enemy, I don't care, but I cannot help you. You can't serve that man who works for the medical profession and then ask me for help. Apparently, he ain't doing his job because you're coming to me. You need to go back to him and keep that relationship going, because I'm not going to get in the middle of it. And that's that. So I'm telling you all, that's my hot button. Because when somebody tell you to get your uterus taken out, I got a problem with that. I have a huge problem with that. And you should too. That is my hot button. You want to see me get fire red? Tell me that somebody told you to get their uterus taken and you're considering it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, oh, no, 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 no. I will not have that. I am anti-hysterectomy. Oh, my gosh. And somebody claiming to be a natural doctor told you to do that? He ain't no natural doctor, girl. You better wake up. So anyway, in conclusion to that rant, and I feel much better because that I've been holding that in for a while. If you are with someone and you're not getting results and you intend on staying with them, don't come my way. Stay where you are. I'm not interested. And if you are considering an hysterectomy and you want me to convince you not to get it, don't bother. I'm not here to convince you nothing. Why should I convince you to keep the essence of who you are that makes you a womb man? That's not my job. Who told you that was my job? I'm not here for that. I'm here to help those who are ready to be helped, not to be convinced why they should not get a hysterectomy. No, not the one. So understand, and I hope I made it clear with this rant, where I stand when it comes to hysterectomies and these so-called naturopathic physicians who really are salespeople for the medical doctors. Don't come to me, tell me what they did not do, and ask me to fix it, and you still stay with them. Choose a God. All right. So let's go to our next question here. And this is by audio. Woohoo! So let's listen to that right now.
Hi, Dr. Keeler. This is Tanya from Atlanta. I wanted to know what causes fibroids. You said that fibroids are not hereditary. But how is that possible when my mother has them, my sister has them, and I also have some? I don't understand how this is not hereditary. If it's not hereditary, then why do we get them? Thanks once again. This is Tanya from Atlanta. Bye-bye.
Hello, Tanya from Atlanta. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. Thank you so much for submitting your question. Yeah, it's fibroids are not hereditary. As a matter of fact, diseases are not hereditary, or dis-ease, as we like to say in the holistic world, the real ones, the real holistic healers. You got to understand that diseases are not passed, they're not passed down in your gene. It's something unnatural. There's no such thing as a high blood pressure gene. There's no such thing as a uterine fibroid gene. So it's not even scientifically possible. Our hair is in our DNA, our eye color, our height. That's in our DNA, not illnesses and diseases. And the reason why one generation gets it and the other generation gets it is because it's the lifestyle that's passed down from one generation to another. It's the terrible eating habit that passes down from one generation to another. And when it comes to fibroid tumors, it not only revolves around the eating habit, but the emotional psychology that's passed down from womb man to womb man. So if you were taken, and of course, we know that this would never happen, but I'm just giving you an example. But let's say, for instance, upon, you know, your mom giving birth to you, if you were taken away from your biological mother and put with a set of parents that had great, clean eating habits, that dealt with empowerment, that you were able to see a healthy relationship between a man and a woman, you would understand your truth and you would understand where you lie in the priority scale, which is number one. And there's a lot of learning, there's a lot of learned behavior that you would get, which is very functional and empowering and enlightening and uplifting. You would never, ever, ever get fibroid tumors. And because you was raised in this scenario in a emotional, spiritual, and physical healthy lifestyle, you can't get the diseases that you would have gotten if you were with your biological parents. So the same psychology your mother got from her mother and her mother's mother, she passed it on to you and your sister, along with the eating habits. And so you have to take that in consideration. And I realized from my personal experience with my own family and my siblings, I think I said this on the Empowerment Zone episode before. And if I didn't, I probably did it on YouTube. I talk so much on all over the place on social media. I can't remember where I said what, where. But I expressed that my mom and dad, they both have high blood pressure. And my mom has diabetes and high blood pressure. My sister, myself, my oldest brother, and my youngest brother, none of us have high blood pressure or diabetes. My oldest brother was on the brink of being prescribed pharmaceutical drugs for blood pressure medication because he was handling stress like my father handles it, keeping everything bottled up inside and not expressing his truth emotions and just thinking that, you know, if I don't say nothing, it will go away. And finally, it was told to him, you need to let that stuff out and you need a lot of things that you can't control go. And so the rest of us, we all eat totally different than our parents. Actually, one of the most ironic thing about my family is that my mother and father love coffee. They are addicted to coffee. And we were raised around it. We smelt it and we actually was given it when we were young. And all of us hate coffee. No. Let me take that back. We don't hate coffee. We only drink it as a drug. So when I come here to Germany, I always suffer from jet lag. When I arrive in Germany, I am so jet lagged and I want to go to sleep during the day, which is a terrible thing to do because I have to force myself to stay awake until it's 11 o'clock or midnight so that my body can adjust to German time. The only way I can do this is by drinking this strong ass coffee they have here in Europe. I was almost said England, but no, in Germany, in Italy, in Spain, in Sweden, I mean, Denmark, all the coffee over here is so strong. And it does the job, sweetie. Oh, Lord, it does the job. But anyway, I digress. And so when I drink this coffee, I actually stay awake and the jet lag doesn't stay that long. I think I suffer from it from 3 days and I'm over it. But other than that, I hate coffee. And because we don't drink coffee the way our parents drink it, and because we don't eat that pork and that swine, and we don't eat beef and chicken and none of that stuff, we don't have high blood pressure and diabetes like our parents. My father suffered from gout. None of us have that. None of us have any of the illnesses and diseases that our parents have. And you know what else we have? We have all our teeth. My parents, both of them, are wearing dentures, full mouth of fake teeth. And they started to get it in their late 30s. They started losing their teeth in their late 30s and their early 40s. All of us have not only do we all have our teeth, we have our wisdom teeth, the teeth that you're supposed to get pulled out. No. We still have those too. So this was not possible had we not completely went the opposite route of the lifestyle that our parents was living. We don't eat the way they eat, and we definitely don't behave and think the way they think, and we don't deal with our emotions the way they deal with them. And therefore, we broke the cycle. And that's why I know from personal as well as professional experience that diseases are not hereditary. And that is why I say that fibroids are not hereditary, because you and your sister got these fibroids based upon the eating habits bestowed upon you by your mom, in addition to her emotional psychology or her emotional psychological makeup or foundation. Hope that answered your question, Tanya. Now I'm going to read to you a question submitted by Tina K. Tina K was one of the participants who registered for the fibroid shrinking webinar last week. And because I was a motor mouth giving so many pearls, I went overtime and I was not able to answer her and along with other women's questions. This was reserved for the end of the webinar, the Q&A section. And I didn't have the time because I was just giving. I was just saying, you got to know this and you got to know that. And da, 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 da. And I mean, next thing I know, my tech crew are like, hey, you need to shut up. You just went way over time. And so I told the young ladies that they can submit their questions in, but most of them decided to ask it personally in the How Tribe, which I'll talk about later. But Tina wanted me to answer it on the podcast, and I said, okay, no problem. So let me read her question. Dear Dr. Keela, I have been dealing with fibroids for over 6 years. The first 3 years, I didn't know what it was, so they kept growing. But I did a lot of lifestyle changes in the last 3 years, and I have kept them at bay, and they didn't get any bigger. until a recent major stress trigger that happened in January this year, and they grew bigger and a new one formed. My question is, can major stress cause them to get bigger, or am I just losing the battle? I do not want a hysterectomy. I'm 45 years old, and they are consuming the lower portion of my uterus, and the new one is on the top now, so I look pregnant. My little fibroid baby is not very appealing. P.S. I recently started using Kokoro. I have no idea what this word is, but it's K-O-K-O-R-O, Balance Cream Natural Progesterone, hoping it will help. Thanks for your answer in advance, Tina K. Okay, Tina, first of all, let me just correct you on one thing. I don't want you to have a psychological attachment to this fibroid. So stop calling it your little fibroid baby. No, it's not a baby. You know, babies are loving and you love babies, and therefore they are attached to you for life. And you don't want to have any kind of loving attachment to this fibroid. I know you may think this is just petty, but it's very, very important that you understand how influential your words and how powerful your words are. When you refer to your fibroid as your little fibroid baby, no, it's a tumor that will go away. And I learned this doing my healing phase of cervical cancer with my first mentor, Valerie. The first thing she had to say was, you know what? Do not associate yourself with this illness. And after you get cured, do not associate yourself with it afterwards. This is why you'll never hear me say the word cancer survivor. I would never label myself as that ever, 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 ever. Okay? We killed the cancer. And when you kill something, it ain't gonna resurrect. Okay? We don't play. There ain't no vampire. So it's dead. And so there's no need for me to associate something I'm going to kill. If I'm going to kill something, I don't want to have a loving connection to it. I'm going to kill it. And that goes with fibroid tumors as well. So take the little endearing words of my little fibroid baby and call this sucker a fibroid. Well, multiple. You have multiple fibroid tumors. And associate that kill mentality, because you're about to kill them so that they can die and go away. That's the way. That's how fibroid shrinkage works. So let's see. You asked a lot of things in here. Well, you said several things. You asked only one question, but you said several things in here. Okay. First of all, you've had the fibroids for 6 years. I don't know why the ladies are not going to reputable fibroid shrinking specialists and dealing with it. You all are going on the internet and you read what this person took and you read what this article said, and you're spending all this money on herbs and creams and teas that you have no idea will work on you. And if you don't deal with the psychological causes of why you have fibroids in the first place, it's all in vain. By the way, got to talk about progesterone cream, whether it's synthetic or natural. If you are a woman with melanin, heavy melanin, meaning that if you have dark skin, progesterone cream is not going to work on you. The darker the melanin, the more it blocks the progesterone cream. So I don't know who told y'all that progesterone cream works on everybody with melanin. It doesn't. You have to have pale skin for progesterone cream to be effective. I have never known this cream to work on any woman of African descent or Hispanic descent. Never. It doesn't work at all on anyone who has a dark hue to their complexion. So whatever you're spending on this K-O-K-O-R-O cream, it's money wasted. Now, dealing with your question at hand, yes, stress can cause your fibroids to grow. I don't think they can cause new ones, but they can cause the existing ones to become inflamed. And this will cause them to grow. But I'm not going to blame all of this on stress, because I have no idea what your eating habits is, Tina. I have no idea what you're consuming. I have no idea what you're doing on a day-to-day basis that's promoting the existence of this. I know you said you changed your lifestyle and they haven't gotten any bigger, but how do you know for sure you haven't gotten an ultrasound report? You haven't gotten an MRI report to even validate that claim. So this is just guesstimating. I love that word. Guesstimating. You're just guesstimating. So know for sure by getting it measured through an ultrasound or MRI report. I like ultrasounds more than MRI report, FYI, by the way. And but stress will cause fibroids to become inflamed. It will also, it's just not your fibroids, but anything going on with you emotionally is going to affect your uterus. That's just a given with every woman. With every woman, it doesn't happen. It doesn't matter if she has fibroids or not. When she is going through something very emotionally stressful, it's going to affect who she is as a womb man. You all have no idea how powerful your uteruses are. You have no idea how what you are dealing with emotionally will resonate in the generator known as your uterus. I need to do a whole show on that alone. The power of the womb. That's what I'm about to do. That's what I'm going to call it. The power of the womb. Because you all need to understand how powerful your uterus is. All y'all think y'all, the only reason y'all think that you only have a uterus to produce babies. Blasphemy. You all have no idea that you can manifest the most powerful things in this so-called reality through your generator known as your womb. But I digress. I'm not throwing out any more pearls. I did enough of that last week. And so, yes, beloved, stress will affect the size of your fibroid. They don't produce new ones. That's just diet and your emotional causation or the psychological root cause of why you're growing new ones. But the existing ones can get inflamed based upon stressful events or emotionally charged and challenging events that occur in your life. Thanks for allowing me to answer your question on the Empowerment Zone. So now let's move to another question that was submitted by voice to the Ask Dr. Akilah voice message platform. Let's listen to that right now.
Hey, Dr. Akilah, this is Keisha. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. I wanted to ask a question about the Depo shot. My doctor said that Depo shots will stop my bleeding and help with my fibroids. I've also read some things about it on the internet. I just want to hear your opinion about the Depo shots. Thank you.
My opinion is don't do it. Run, Keisha. Run. Run for your life. Oh, my gosh. Medical doctors trying to poison you. Listen, I am not even going to go into a long fact sheet about Depo-Provera side effects. I'm not even going to talk about the numerous lawsuits filed against the pharmaceutical company that produced Depo-Provera shots. I'm not even going to tell you that the women who filed these lawsuits are not getting paid. This pharmaceutical company refused to own any type of liability. And based upon certain new laws passed by the Congress, they're kind of sort of exempt from being financially responsible for any damage that their drugs cause to you, especially if you consent to taking them. Not only that, but do you know that when you stop taking the Depo-Provera shots, let's say, for instance, you want to get pregnant. Do you know it takes you 2 years close to 2 years to actually conceive. No one, there's not one woman alive today who have taken Depo-Provera shot and instantly got pregnant within that year. Mm-mm, it just don't work. It will jack you up. I know that you all find it appealing to not have a cycle every month, but you're supposed to have a cycle every month. And if you take Depo shots, that suppresses your menstrual cycle, something that's supposed to naturally occur every month. It's a cleansing. When you stop taking those injections, the floodgates will open and you will hemorrhage like crazy. I beg you to get on the internet and just look at the side effects yourself. Go on YouTube and look at the women who are victimized by Depo-Provera. This thing will totally screw up your reproductive system. And when women stop taking it, they are experiencing extreme heavy bleeding. They're experiencing irregular periods where they're coming on their cycles twice a month. You're supposed to come on your cycle once a month. They're coming on their cycles twice a month for 10 to 12 days. I had one client that I had to constantly keep in touch with for 3 months because she was on her cycle 28 days out of those 3 months. So 1 month she would come on for 28 days. She wouldn't have a cycle for 2 days. Then boom, it would start all over again. This woman was bedridden. And we try to do everything in our powers to make sure she didn't go to the hospital and get that daggone blood transfusion. That's, in my opinion, the Depo shot just sets you up for so many surgical procedures as well as medications and blood transfusions that it just keeps you in the medical system even deeper. But don't take my word for it. Pretend I'm a crazy woman and who's just talking yin and yang. And you get on the internet yourself and look up the side effects. Read the common side effects for yourself. Look up the lawsuits. Just put in Depo-Provera lawsuits and have a nice read. Go on YouTube and look at the numerous testimonies from women warning other women not to get the Depo shots. I'm telling you, I'm against it. And it doesn't shrink fibroids. It makes them grow. This is not natural progesterone. This is synthetic progesterone. And this is going to elevate your natural estrogen. And it also is going to cause a lot of side effects with your uterus. It's going to cause more fibroid tumors. It's going to cause you to have irregular bleeding. It's going to cause you to have spotting. It's going to cause you to have problems with your thyroid, which also produce hormones. I mean, I can go on. I said I wasn't going to tell the list of side effects, but I'm just telling you, it's just not worth it. It really is. Lupron to me is Satan, but Depo-Provera is the son of Satan, if that make any sense. So I'm against them. Of course I would be against them. And my opinion is that it's just not worth it. It's not worth it. That's just like cutting off your nose to spite your face. It's just silly. It's a silly thing to do. So I don't recommend it. Personally and professionally, I would just tell you to go look at the side effects yourself and see what is it that are you doing the Depo-Provera because your medical doctor told you that it will shrink fibroids, which is a lie. That's a lie. Depo-Provera does not shrink fibroids. It will stop your bleeding temporarily. But when your cycle has had enough being suppressed, the floodgates are going to open and you're going to regret the entire process. I don't know any woman today who have taken Depo-Provera and said, that was the best thing I ever done. None of them will say anything like that. So look for yourself, do some research, and think twice about it. Thanks for submitting your question to the Empowerment Zone, Keisha. I really appreciate that. Many of you are not aware of this, but I have been completely booked up for appointments in regards to fibroid tumor shrinkage for over 3 months now. It has been a frustrating thing for a lot of new clients, because if you are an existing client, I make sure that my personal assistant, Michelle, makes an exception to the rule and get them in a spot, even if it's during my lunchtime. So this really doesn't leave any room for new appointments when I have my follow-ups, as well as people who schedule emergency phone consultations or emergency online consultations, because those consultations happen within the next 24 to 48 hours. So I thought about this because this was a problem, because it caused women to go to people who had no idea what they were doing. They are not herbalists. They are not holistic practitioners. They don't even own a holistic business. This is not something they specialize in. And they're going there and they're not getting results. And there are three of us, there are three women who are the top specialists in the world at the moment. I'm sure the other two women are creating apprentices like I am. But until that happens, until they get some years of experience behind them, we're the ones at the top. So I thought of a way to solve this problem by putting everything I know about fibroid shrinkage on my website in the form of an extensive video class. Now, if you go to my website, you will notice that I have an audio workbook. I have had that on my site for sale, and it's been doing well for the last 7 years. I have updated it and revised it. But then I went even deeper by doing things on video, because I noticed that people like to watch videos. And I decided to do an extensive class, because I kept doing live classes and they were sell out every time. Those classes would sell out like that. So I said, okay, you know what? Let me just teach everything. Let me put everything I know about fibroid tumors on an extensive class on my website and have it as a pay-per-view, meaning that you don't have to schedule an appointment. You don't have to register. It could be 2 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, any time zone in the world, and you can watch this, these, not one video, because it's four videos. And they're over 3 hours long. I think it's 3 hours and 10 or 3 hours and 15 minutes long. And so these videos go into a detailed, it goes into very detailed instructions on step-by-step instructions on how to shrink your fibroids. It tells you the causes of fibroids. It tells you everything to do and to don't do, from anywhere from foods to eat to exercises to perform. I really let it all out in this video series, and I hold nothing back. There's no information that I hold back on these videos, hence why they're over 3 hours long. So when you pay for this class, you are allowed unlimited access to them for 5 days. But you're also given the ebook that comes with it. So this is a great ebook that comes with the video class. And it is awesome. I have three packages out there that will suit everyone's financial pockets. So for those individuals on a tight budget, there's the silver package that consists of the audio workbook that you can download to your computer, and you also get the ebook that you can download as well. You can pay for the soft cover, and that will be emailed, not emailed to you, that will be regular mailed, snail mailed to you along with two CDs. But most people have been purchasing, I would say 90% of the women out there purchase the download book. They purchase the downloadable book, and that comes with the audio files. And with this, you get a 40% off coupon for your first phone consultation with me, okay? But you don't need a consultation with me when you go to the gold package. The gold package consists of that extensive video class that teaches you how to create your own fibroid shrinking program. Then it also comes with the ebook. And then it also comes with access to the FAQ video section. But the biggest thing it comes with is the 3 months free membership into the How Tribe. And I will explain the How Tribe later on in a second. So you have that package, the gold package. That's the middle package. Then you have the elite platinum package, which consists of the online video, the ebook, access to the FAQ video section, 6 months free membership to the How Tribe, a fibroid shrinking recipe book, my fibroid shrinking recipe book, which is off the chain. It's an awesome book, by the way. But they also get that for free. They also get a free fibroid shrinking audio download. So this is something they can download to their phones or their tablets or their laptop devices, and they can listen to it at their leisure. And they also get one free emotional therapy session with me as well. So that's the platinum, the elite platinum package. Now, when you pay for the video classes, you don't have to schedule an appointment with me, because I teach you everything I know, so you get to do it on your own. But I know you may have questions. Everybody has questions on, well, how much should I take, and what if I have this, and what if I'm on medication, and whatever, all kinds of questions. Well, this is why I created the How Tribe. How Tribe stands for Healing Our Wounds. It is an exclusive members-only site. That means that anybody off the internet street can't join. Sorry. The only way you are allowed to join is when you go through the class and you pass the class. Oh, yeah, sweetie, I don't play. You're not just going to idly watch my class and then think you're going to sign up for the How Tribe. This is exclusive. So you have to meet the requirements in order to gain access into this society, into this elite society. And you do that by passing the class, which means after the class session is over, you're given a test, or you can download the test and you submit it in. You must get a B or above to gain access into the class. Why? Because you need to be above average to join this class. We'll give you one chance. If you fail, like if you fail the test, which I don't see how anybody could fail these tests. So far, every woman who has submitted the test has gotten 100. They have gotten A++, gold stars on all of them. So so far, we haven't gotten any tests back that someone got a B on it, let alone a C. So they are more than just above average. They are exceptional women, and they have receive their username and password into the How Tribe website. Now, the website, the How Tribe website, is exclusive, and it's only viewable by those who are registered. So if you were to go to the How Tribe start page, you won't be able to see anything. Actually, the only thing you will see is a beautiful picture of a garden that goes into some steps. And this is when it says click the circular entrance in order to gain access. And once you click on that picture, it will prompt you to enter your username and password. And if you don't have that, you don't get in. You don't get to see the beautiful oasis of the How Tribe. Now, what we offer in this How Tribe is free teleseminars where we just get together and I just teach and teach and teach and teach. Webinars that are exclusively for these group of women. audio clips, video clips. These are things that are not shared to the public. They are exclusive to those in the Howl tribe. Health-related articles, and we also have live chat. So we arrange a time where all of us get together and we just chat up a storm with one another. You get to ask live questions and get to talk to one another live and just, you know, voice your opinion or just share some things that's on your mind. This is live chat. But the biggest thing about the Howl tribe site is the forum. Why is this important? Because on this forum, you're able to ask me direct questions related to your health and fibroid shrinking program and process. A lot of you know that you can't get to me any other way. I have so many gatekeepers protecting me. You can't get at me unless you have either scheduled an appointment or you're one of my current clients. Because if you were a past client and I haven't heard from you in over 2 years, you're on the filter list. I have set my email up to where only my clients are on the white list, to where their emails will come through to me and I am able to answer them. I also have some clients that have been released on good standards, and they always have access to me. So there's some clients I have had in the past that I have an excellent relationship with, and I still let them keep in touch with me. So let me just be clear, that doesn't go with everybody, because there's some clients that I have loving relationships with. I mean, I love these women, and they, even though they don't have to come see me anymore, they still are able to contact me by email. But if you are not one of them, and if you are just somebody who are just interested in my services and you want to talk to me, it's not possible. You can call the wellness center. You'll never get me. They will never patch you through. It's not their job to do so. I have to keep my time exclusively to my clients. And if you are part of the Howl tribe, you're one of the few who get unlimited access to me. And this is a great value. And so when I say this is exclusive members, this is very exclusive. No one else can get inside of this website. And like they say in Vegas, we say here in Howl Tribe, what's said in the Howl Tribe stays in the Howl Tribe. And membership to this website normally costs $39.95. And my clients who have not been through the class have to pay a monthly membership. But if you join with those last two packages, the gold package or the platinum package, you get to get in there for free and go ahead and just use that time to ask me as many questions as you want. I am your captive audience. You have my full attention. And this is something rare that you will never have any other place. You can try to send me Facebook messages. I'll never answer them. Do you know how many people I have on my Facebook page sent me friend requests and then sent me messages and they never go answered? I don't touch it because I'm like, that's just a Pandora box. I have no intentions on opening. So here's your opportunity to really ask anything and everything related to your health to me by joining the Howl tribe. And the only way to join the Howl tribe is by going through this online class, or if you have set up an appointment with me and if you are one of my past clients, you can pay for a monthly membership. Okay? I will have a link to all of this below in our show notes. So be sure to click on that link and check it out. You will not be disappointed. You will be pleasantly surprised at all of the gems I offer in these packages, okay? So, beloved, that concludes our episode today on the Empowerment Zone. Thank you for tuning in to this is dedicated. Actually, this is the first time we had dedicated an episode exclusively for fibroid shrinkage, naturally shrinking fibroids. So I thank you for listening. And for all of you who are interested in joining the How Tribe, come on over and sign up to through the class. And I look forward to seeing you there soon. So I am going to leave you as I approached you with the blessings of love, peace, health, happiness, and prosperity. Have a great day, night, evening, whatever.